No royal guard. At Bethlehem they found no royal guard to protect the newborn king. None of the world's honored men were in attendance. Jesus was cradled in a manger, his parents his only guardians. Could this be he who should raise up the tribes of Jacob, be a light to the Gentiles, and salvation unto the end of the earth? When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down, and worshipped him. Then they poured out their gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. What a faith was theirs! The wise men, not penetrating Herod's design, prepared to return to Jerusalem to acquaint him with their success. But in a dream they received a message to hold no further communication with him. Avoiding Jerusalem, they set out for their own country by another route. In like manner Joseph received warning to flee to Egypt with Mary and the child. Joseph obeyed without delay, setting out by night for greater security. The wise men's inquiries in Jerusalem, the popular interest excited, and even the jealousy of Herod, compelled the attention of the priests and rabbis and directed minds to the prophecies concerning the Messiah and the great event that had taken place. Satan, bent on shutting out the divine light from the world, used his utmost cunning to destroy the Savior. But he who never slumbers nor sleeps provided in a heathen land a refuge for Mary and the child Jesus. And through the gifts of the Magi from a heathen country, the Lord supplied the means for the journey to Egypt and the sojourn in a land of strangers.